Recorded Books presents The Gathering by Sam Sisamoth, narrated by T. Ryder Smith. The nightmare has just begun. They thought the worst was behind them, but they were wrong. Very wrong. After surviving one brutal night against a creature they call the Obayifo, Sent and Torres are unexpectedly reunited when both are recruited by the mysterious billionaire Harold Campbell to join his fight against the creatures that lurk in the shadows. For Sent, it's an easy decision. Find and kill the Obayifo and rid the world of their scourge. For Torres, it's a little more complicated. There are forces turning her against people she trusts, with her future and those of the people she loves in the balance. From abandoned basements to dark sewers to secret complexes, Sent and Torres will be inducted into a world they didn't even know existed until now. And it's much, much more complicated and vastly more dangerous than they ever thought. After the last storm has receded, it's time for the gathering to begin. Chapter 1. Sent. Its eyes, they were different and yet familiar, black as the night and dark as the bottom of an endless ocean, lifeless and yet alive, somehow. Alive. There was only one inside the dusty basement where it had dwelled for God only knows how long. Only he knew how it had gotten here, or who it used to be when it was still someone and not just an undead thing. Cobwebs draped the ceilings and covered up corners. Every nook and cranny was infested with some type of living thing, or formerly living thing. The carcasses of insects, big and small, rodents, furry and furless, filled the place. The creature could have settled here weeks ago, months ago, maybe even years ago. It was crouched in one of the corners, the stink radiating from every inch of its pruned black flesh, more powerful than anything Sent had ever had the displeasure of enduring. It was all he could do to start breathing through his mouth, but even that didn't really help. It took him over 2 weeks to track it down, which was par for the course. Most people didn't like to talk about the monster hiding in their shadows. This city and its populace proved no different. But finally, those efforts had borne fruit. It took Sent 3 times as long as it should have to come down the stairs, every step creaking under his weight. Old wooden slabs near their breaking point, threatening to drop him without a moment's notice. But they held, if just barely. Sent expected it to pounce as soon as he reached the bottom of the stairs, but it didn't. Instead, it watched him from the darkness. Black eyes glinting against a streak of moonlight that shone through a high window above it. The moonlight was its friend. In the daytime, the sun was its mortal enemy. As if, with all things sinful, the light brought forth the truth of the world, and this thing, this creature, had no uses for the truth. Now, he stood less than 3 yards from where it perched on the floor, slightly bent over the body of a cat, or what was left of one. There wasn't very much there, even though his eyes had adjusted to the lack of light. Sent still found it difficult to make out where the feline's limbs ended and where the creature's skeletal frame began. There was blood on the heavily scarred cement floor, along with patches of fur and organs. The killer didn't care for organs, whether they be human or animal. It only ever wanted one thing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?